brought to you by Penguin.
Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength by Roy F. Baumeister and John Tierney. Read for you by Dennis O'Hare, with an introduction read by the authors.
This is John Tierney. However you define success, a happy family, good friends, a satisfying career, robust health, financial security, the freedom to pursue your passions, it tends to be accompanied by a couple of qualities. When psychologists isolate the personal qualities that predict positive outcomes in life, they consistently find two traits: intelligence and self-control. So far, researchers still haven't learned how to permanently increase intelligence, but they have discovered, or at least rediscovered, how to improve self-control. Hence this book. We think that research into willpower and self-control is psychology's best hope for contributing to human welfare. Willpower lets us change ourselves and our society in small and large ways. As Charles Darwin wrote in The Descent of Man, the highest possible stage in moral culture is when we recognize that we ought to control our thoughts. The Victorian notion of willpower would later fall out of favor, with some 20th century psychologists and philosophers doubting it even existed.
This is Roy Baumeister. I myself started out as something of a skeptic, but then I observed willpower in the laboratory, how it gives people the strength to persevere, how they lose self-control as their willpower is depleted, how this mental energy is fueled by the glucose in the body's bloodstream. My collaborators and I discovered that willpower, like a muscle, becomes fatigued from overuse, but can also be strengthened over the long term through exercise. Since my experiments first demonstrated the existence of willpower, it's become one of the most intensively studied topics in social science, and those experiments now rank among the most cited research in psychology. My colleagues around the world have found that improving willpower is the surest way to a better life. We've come to realize that most major problems, personal and social, center on failure of self-control. Compulsive spending and borrowing, impulsive violence, underachievement in school, procrastination at work, alcohol and drug abuse, unhealthy diet, lack of exercise, chronic anxiety, explosive anger. Poor self-control correlates with just about every kind of individual trauma: losing friends, being fired, getting divorced, winding up in prison. It can cost you the U.S. Open, as Serena Williams' tantrum in 2009 demonstrated. It can destroy your career, as adulterous politicians keep discovering. It contributed to the epidemic of risky loans and investments that devastated the financial system, and to the shaky prospects for so many people who failed, along with their political leaders, to set aside enough money for their old age. Ask people to name their greatest personal strengths, and they'll often credit themselves with honesty, kindness, humor, creativity, bravery, and other virtues, even modesty, but not self-control. It came in dead last among the virtues being studied by researchers who've surveyed more than 1 million people around the world. Of the 24 character strengths listed in the researchers' questionnaire, self-control was the one that people were least likely to recognize in themselves. Conversely, when people were asked about their failings, a lack of self-control was at the top of the list. People feel overwhelmed because there are more temptations than ever. Your body may have dutifully reported to work on time, but your mind can escape at any instant through the click of a mouse or a phone. You can put off any job by checking email or Facebook, surfing gossip sites, or playing a video game. A typical computer user checks out more than 36 websites a day. You can do enough damage in a 10-minute online shopping spree to wreck your budget for the rest of the year. Temptations never cease. We often think of willpower as an extraordinary force to be summoned to deal with emergencies, but that's not what my colleagues and I found when we recently monitored a group of more than 200 men and women in central Germany. These Germans wore beepers that went off at random intervals, 7 times a day, prompting them to report whether they were currently experiencing some sort of desire or had recently felt such a desire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?